Hey, my name is Alana Kearney, and I am not only going to tell you about another brutally hot day before summer starts, but of a story where local high school students are saving elementary school students. Monday, May 18th is by far the hottest day of the year in Copper's Cove, Texas. Most people are staying inside with air conditioning, and the pain would be unbearable if you stepped outside without shoes on. Water is restricted and there is not nutrition for hours, so the popsicle purchases have tripled. If you look past the cluster of houses, the dead grass stretches for miles alongside the streets and walkways near Fairview Elementary School. This school has been notorious for its wailing kids who were the only ones who didn't silence on hot days like this. Since there is no air conditioning in their school, there are about 3 fans in each room. That means 10 or so kids at each fan, screaming over one another, trying to hear their voices vibrate. The 5 juniors, all close friends, who appear to have been skipping class, have dropped everything to try rescuing the students and teachers of Fairview Elementary School from the school building that has caught fire. Bags of snacks are on the ground that have been thrown or dropped by these students, looking as though they were just coming back from a trip to the convenience store before rushing to help. 3 students are inside the building right now while the other 2 are outside calming the victims and calling for emergency services. Laura Thompson and Caleb Jackson are the friends outside, wrapping up minor burn wounds using the supplies given by neighbors. Teens Tessa Adams, Alex Foster, and Noah Hayes are running in and out of the building, leading as many victims to safety as they can. Wearing shorts and t-shirts, these brave heroes are at risk of being burnt, but that seems to be the least of their worries. 15 minutes earlier. It is unbearably hot outside, which makes the students who attend Fairview Elementary School extremely cranky. Teachers close the blinds and turn off the lights, but need something bright so they can see. Glowing flames of a candle illuminate the room before administrators direct the students to the basement and through a surprise tornado drill. The staff lock the doors, initiating a fake siren, except they don't take notice of the fan slowly building the candle flames. By now, the teachers start to smell smoke, but think nothing of it. They are trying to keep the students quiet and calm. When it is time to go upstairs, the principal approaches the door, which is covered in flames. Luckily, 5 students walking by discover the building in flames. 3 come racing in, creating a loud bang when they kick down the door, racing to free the people stuck downstairs. The 2 outside alert the first responders of their location and situation, as well as treat the rescued. Loud sirens soon wail, somehow continuing the events in slow motion. Our local heroes are being pulled away from the fire, clearly against their will, as there are more people inside. Firefighters move faster as they start to carry out heavily coughing students. Trained by their medical professional parents, teens Laura and Caleb are able to help EMTs treat the more advanced burn wounds their friends had received. These students not only saved the day by contacting authorities, they also rescued and treated students and staff alike.